The crash killed pilot Rico Caruso, paramedic Gregory Rosenthal, and flight nurse Clint Mitchell. The crew was returning home to Woodruff after dropping a patient off at a Madison hospital. Evidence in the report suggests that Caruso may have fallen asleep before the 11 p.m. crash. At one point, his head leaned out of the helicopter's video, and the crew was shouting to him in the minutes before the helicopter went down. An autopsy found no drugs or alcohol in his system. At their memorial service 2 years ago, EMS coordinator Matt Thompson shared his last conversation with Mitchell.
"I love my job. Those were the last words I heard from Clint."
The helicopter's safety tracking device was recovered in the wreckage. It showed no warnings of a mechanical malfunction. All three men left behind partners and children. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.